Don't know if you caught this, but CNN did a story highlighting how, quote, shifting dynamics, unquote, give Republicans cause for optimism, while also noting that Catherine Cortez Masto plans to campaign with Joe Biden, despite the fact that within the state he's pretty unpopular. My question is this going to come back to bite Catherine Cortez Masto?
JD's on the line, wants to talk about redistricting.
Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone call. See if we can squeeze in a couple of calls before we go to break. Go to Katie. Katie, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Oh, I'm sorry, JD. You're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead, man.
I'd be Katie if you want.
No.
My guy that I am supporting for a congressman, Mark Robinson, told me about 3 days ago, I am no longer in CD3 after I've been here since it first started, I don't know, over 20 years ago, and he started out running in CD3 against Lee. We are now, and he is now, in CD1 running against Titus.
And there, by the way, will be, I think, multiple people filing in that particular district because redistricting has really changed the dynamics.
It only has 40% plus 7, 40% point 7 Democrats now in CD1 because it now extends up into Boulder City and what have you. How do I get a map of where I'm at anymore? Maybe you can when you talk to some of these people.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you? I will check on that to see how you can find. In fact, I'll ask Scott Hammond coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. A federal judge in Georgia issuing a nationwide injunction against President Biden's vaccine mandate for federal contractors.
The latest blow against the White House vaccine mandates comes from Southern Georgia District Court Judge Stan Baker. He voices concern Biden's mandate would affect millions of workers in a variety of industries tangentially involved in government contracts, and thus, he says, the vaccine would operate as a regulation of public health. Baker also notes Supreme Court precedent establishes that, quote, Congress is expected to speak clearly when authorizing the exercise of powers of vast economic and political significance. Bob Agner reporting.
Pearl Harbor survivors gathering at the site of the bombing to remember those killed 80 years ago today. Some 30 survivors and 100 other World War II vets participating in ceremonies at a pier overlooking the USS Arizona Memorial. Also at townhall.com, President Biden and Russian leader Putin discussing key topics today in a two-hour video call, topping the list, Russia's troop buildup near the Ukrainian border. Meanwhile, military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says Biden would do well to listen to European leaders concerning that situation.
Germany, you know, is expecting its pipeline from Russia to fuel German heaters is, you know, very soon. And the Italians and French have a reasonably close relationship with the Russians, not so much the Brits.
McGinnis speaking with the Salem Radio Network. China accusing the United States of violating the Olympic spirit after the Biden administration announced a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Games over human rights concerns. And some rights groups have pushed for a full-blown boycott of the Games. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Freedom Square is an unbelievable service. Digital Commonwealth, actually. It's a patriotic portal designed to unite freedom-loving Americans. I know these guys. They love their country, and they're doing an amazing job. You can log on now to create your free personalized dashboard. All of your favorite news sites, podcasters, all on one site, all at your fingertips. FreedomSquare.com's business directory will connect like-minded business owners with like-minded consumers. Spend your money with those that share your values. Sign up your business right now at freedomsquare.com and start connecting with freedom-loving Americans. Freedomsquare.com is also a resource library constructed for you to learn about America's founding documents. Look, people want businesses they can support. You want to know the good guys from the bad guys. That's freedomsquare.com. Log on right now and create your personalized dashboard. Join us in the fight. I know these guys. They are wonderful. I honestly know them better than almost anybody else in the world, and I know they've been doing this for a while, so check it out. FreedomSquare.com. FreedomSquare.com. Freedom lives here.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County's 14-day COVID-19 test positivity rate continues to rise. The county's 14-day rate is now at 7%. That's up 0.2% since Friday. The 14-day rolling rate has increased 1.2 percentage points from its recent low of 5.8. That was on November 3rd. Nevada's 14-day test positivity rate is up 0.1% to 7.4 now. And as of yesterday, just under 53% of eligible Nevadans 5 and older have been fully vaccinated. Construction work on the new retail complex is underway on the Las Vegas Strip. Project 63 is a four-story shopping complex being built at City Center. The developers bought the two-acre site for $80 million earlier this year for MGM Resorts. The site was previously the home of the never-finished and structurally flawed Harmon Hotel Tower, which was dismantled some 2 years ago. And Diamond Dave is extending his farewell party. Van Halen's original frontman, David Lee Roth, has added four more dates to his goodbye tour. The tickets are going to be January 14th, 15th, 21st, and 22nd. Go on sale Friday.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
It looks like you're averaging about 50 miles per hour through the resort corridor right now of Interstate 15, north at Sahara, south at Oakey. Heavy volumes on the Beltway, 215 east at the 15 interchange, and delays downtown on Interstate 515, both directions between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
He is the volleyball dad. He is a state senator. He is a longtime educator. And he's from Nevada District 18. He is Scott Hammond, and he joins us. Scott, how have you been?
I'm doing well, Kevin. Doing well. And you know what? I love what you did there, because I do that all the time. I make a list of who I am, so it makes it easier to make decisions. I've always done that, you know, as far back as I can remember. So it certainly makes it easy when someone says, hey, can you do this? And you just kind of compare it to the list you have, and you go, what are my priorities? Who am I? And it makes the decision making easier.
I want to ask you, we had a question in our previous hour. Somebody says, you know, I've heard a lot about this redistricting stuff, but how do I find out what district I'm in and if it's changed over the course of the last census?
Well, obviously, the new lines were just done a couple of weeks ago when we went up to the legislature in Carson City. But there's a nice little place. If you go to leg.state.nv.us, it says, welcome to the Nevada Legislature. You just Google Nevada Legislature, come up with our webpage. And on the right-hand side of that, if you go down that long list where it starts with view events, goes all the way down, there's a place that's called Who's My Legislator? What's My District? You hit that little button right there, and it takes you to a link, and it comes up. And the next thing you know, you're putting in your address. We've got to wait a second because it's going to take a while to do it, but then it just basically says, hey, are you okay with us putting in your address? You find your address, you put it in there, and it tells you what house, you know, what you know, who's your legislator in D.C., who's your state senator, who's your assembly representative, and then I think it even goes down as far as regent and maybe even city council and so forth. It tells you everything you need to know in there. I don't know if they've updated it yet, and if they haven't, if someone's still trying to find that, there's a button on there that says or a phone number you can call and maybe find out exactly when they're going to have the update ready for you. But I've used it recently. I helped somebody find their legislator. That's probably the best way to do it. So again, if you just go to Google and you put a search in there for the Nevada Legislature, it'll come up with our webpage, and on our webpage on the right hand side there's a list of things you can do, and one of them is find my legislator, who's my representative, find my legislator, and you hit that and the rest of it's self-explanatory.
Again, Scott Hammond joining a state senator, Nevada District 18. Was 18 changed at all?
Yeah, it was. There were some changes, not many, a couple roads here and there that changed the way it looks. You know, there's probably less of an advantage for a Republican if they're running in that district, but it hasn't. It's never really been a huge advantage, so it'll be a toss-up district. That particular district will be a toss-up because I think the registration advantage is a plus one, which is a 1% advantage, which isn't much. I've seen people win in districts that they were upside down in. They were a minus eight and still won. So it's been a competitive district the last 10 years that I've been in there, and I think it's going to remain a competitive district for the next 10 years. And quite frankly, you know what? That's exactly what we want. We want competitive districts. We want people to have to battle. We want there to be a chance that it might go to Democrat, might go to Republican, because then you're really making sure that you're representing that district as well as you can, that you're listening to all the voices in that district. So there's a change, but I think it's still a good change in this particular district, a change for the good.
Scott, talk about 18. Talk about your political future and where you are. You're not running again, right?
No. I'm termed out. I'm not running again for this seat. And quite honestly, I'm not even sure if I'm going to run for anything in the future. You know, sometimes you have to evaluate and find out if it's really good for your family. Because for anybody out there who's interested in running for public office, I don't want to discourage you, but I do want to make sure that you know that you're going into something with your eyes wide open. This is not something that you do as an individual. If you have a family, you've got to talk with your family about it, because it's everybody. When you run, your whole family runs. And you want to make sure that the sacrifice is going to be worth it, that you can make that sacrifice, that your family can make that sacrifice, and everybody gets involved. When that happens, it could be a great experience. You know, my family is a political family as well. I may be a volleyball dad, but my family is a political family. We do a lot of things together. I've taken my daughters to events. I've taken my son and daughters to dinners. They've met people. They walk doors with me. They do all this. We go to Carson City. They follow legislation. They've been there from the very beginning, and that has been the thing that I've enjoyed the most, is watching my family really thrive. And I recently went to my son's workplace, and the law office that he works at, where he does a lot of writing for him, the gentleman in charge said, you know, your son's got an amazing work ethic, and he just was really thorough. You must have done a really good job with him. I didn't do a good job with him. It's, you know, just modeling, you know, just watching. He's just watching what's going on, and met so many good people that has been a good thing for him and for all my kids. So, yeah, I don't know what my future holds, because I kind of want to see what happens in the next year and a half and find out if my family wants to continue doing it.
I know you and I talk a lot about education, and there's nobody that I know of that would dispute the following statement. The Clark County School District Board of Trustees is all screwed up. My question, and I know politically it might, I don't know if it would be a step down or a step sideways, but of getting involved with the Board of Trustees, would you ever do that? Would you ever consider that?
No. The reason why I wouldn't do it is because I just don't see where... I'd rather put my time and energy into what I believe is really the future of education, and that is choice. And that choice can come in lots of different ways. You're going to see a lot of microschooling going on around the valley and throughout the state. And that microschooling really puts the power in the hands of the parents and not in the hands of, you know, bureaucratic officers or elected officials like the school board. It really does need to be in the hands of the parents. They need to be making decisions. You need to be more nimble. I mean, the one thing that I tell people all the time, if you look at Clark County, and I feel bad for Superintendent Jara, he has got control of an aircraft carrier. And every time you want to make a move, you know how hard it is for a fleet, for an aircraft carrier to make a move, to turn around. If that thing needs to turn completely around, it is not an easy task. It's not nimble. You know, you might look at a tugboat and think to yourself, man, that thing is not the most beautiful thing, but it is nimble. You know, it can get around really quick, and it makes lots of different changes and changes in direction, and that's exactly what we need in education. We need to make a lot of different nimble moves to make sure that their students are always on the right path, you know, that it's not a cookie cutter, and that one decision for one student is maybe different from another, and that's the future. We need to put that power into the hands of the parents. They need to be making more decisions. If parents are spending, you know, X amount of hours trying to figure out what the best phone plan is for their family or themselves, they need to be putting that much energy, if not a little bit more, into the education of their students. And, you know, for many, many years, I think we've lulled people to sleep. They just kept thinking, oh, somebody else will do it. The school board will make good decisions. The fact is, there's just so many great choices out there, but we need parents to know what they are and let them make decisions, and then those decisions will change. So I don't want to be on a board that I don't think that's the vision, really. I think that the vision should be, how do I help parents to make better decisions for their kids' futures? Their students are everything, and so I'd rather put my energy towards that.
I don't blame you. What do you make of Jesus Jara saying, and the Board of Trustees saying, that he is going to stay? Is he really staying, or is he just keeping his big salary going and sending out resumes to every district in the land?
Well, I think he's staying. I think he's, you know, the thing is, he has, and I've talked to him over the years, you know, he's the one guy who says, he comes in and says, look, I want to change things up. He had a really robust vision for, and he implemented it back in Florida, in Miami, I believe, where, you know, a lot of career technical education. And he really saw the value in this And quite frankly, that is the direction we're going. We're trying to tell students, you don't have to go to college for 4 years. What you need to look at is, how do I get a career started? And then look at, do I need some college, a lot of college, or, you know, a four-year degree, or whatever it is? There's gradations. And he really implemented a lot. So he's got a vision. And I think he started that vision here. COVID interrupted that. And of course, the nonsense that's been going on with the board interrupted a lot of that. But he really would like to see some of that implemented, a lot more of that implemented before he takes off. So I see him as being somebody who's committed to doing it as long as he's here, right? I just don't see him going in and collecting money. I see that guy working all the time.
I've had people around the district tell me nobody, even somebody, when he opens up his shirt, you see an S on his chest for Superman or Supergirl, that there's nobody that can function with this group of trustees. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, this is a very dysfunctional group right here. And I know that a lot of people, over the last couple of legislative sessions, there have been proposals. And some people were, you know, they didn't like the proposal. They didn't like me for suggesting it. But I really believe that there's got to be a hybrid in there. I think that you need to have elected officials as part of your board, but you also have to have appointed members of that board, people with particular skills that you know, can help make decisions a little bit easier, and making decisions, you know, with their particular backgrounds, their experience. Somebody in finance, for example, would be, you know, very valuable on a school board. We do that with charter schools. Every charter school that begins, if they have a board, and there's certain people that have to be on the board, you have to have certain backgrounds. For example, I think you have to have at least 2 licensed teachers or licensed administrators on a school board for a charter school, so that they can kind of, you know, direct the school board when questions of education and curriculum come up, that they have some expertise. It doesn't mean that everybody will listen to them and vote the way they do, but at least they have somebody who can kind of guide them and tell them what's going on. You have to have somebody with some financial background. That's important. I don't think that we get away from electing officials, because you want to make sure that you're representing the folks out there, the electorate. But I think that you can have a hybrid out there, and we propose that. But you can see right now that without sort of that idea of having, you know, folks on there with certain experience, you can see the dysfunction that happens. And right now we're reaping the fruits of that particular dysfunction, and it's not tasty at all.
Let me just ask you, relative to COVID and Omicron and the Delta variant, is it hitting our school district yet, or are we seeing instances where multiple children are kept home after testing positive? Are we seeing any of that?
This is a very anecdotal, because, of course, I'm not in the day-to-day operations of the Clark County School District or a charter school, to be honest with you. A charter school group. I'm not there day to day. So anecdotally, I'll tell you that my daughter, I have one in charter school, one in a public school, there's been very little interruption. If anybody's staying home, it's in a small, very small groups of people. We do get updates. The public school lets us know that if somebody has tested positive, you know, then they kind of let us know, so we can monitor that at home and make decisions. But there hasn't been, you know, very large-scale interruptions at all during the school year. We've had more interruptions from people who have called in threats to the school. We had to stay home one Friday because there was a certain threat at one of the schools, and we decided to keep our daughter home. But and a couple of fires in the girls' restrooms at the public schools, trying to get that under control. So we've had more interruptions from that than we have COVID.
I'm just curious, what does happen When in public schools, in the Clark County School District, when there is a positive test and a child or a teacher or a teacher's aide tests positive, what is the protocol?
I believe they send them home, and they have to be home for, I want to say, 72, maybe 48, 72. So I'm not an expert, letting everybody out there know that I'm not an expert. I just remember some of the things that happened, or some of the protocols, as we've been told. So I believe that they are sent home, and then, of course, if you've had contact, they ask and say, hey, who have you had contact with, so we can inform them. And so then you're informed, but no one ever says, hey, you have to stay home, unless, of course, you're showing symptoms, and they say, hey, you know, please stay home. And so far, most people, I think, are trying to act in a civil manner and do just protect one another, and they stay home. A lot more. You probably experienced this a lot more than ever, right? It used to be that there's always that one person who said, like, I don't want to miss I don't want to miss school. I don't want to miss work. I'm going to go to work. And they go in and they go sick. And you know, that person's finally going, hey, maybe I shouldn't go to work. Maybe I shouldn't go to school. Maybe just staying home for one day is probably beneficial, not only to myself, but everybody around me. So, you know, finally that one person is kind of evaluating their decision-making and staying home. But for the most part, I have not seen that kind of interruption yet in the school year.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Scott, as always, good to have you with us. Thanks so much, my friend. We will talk again soon. And as far as the teletown halls, when do you pick up on those?
Well, I think we because of that, I got ill myself not too long ago, and it kind of interrupted what we were trying to do. I think we're going to try to pick them up after the holidays. There's still a couple of different telethon halls that we were trying to do, one on crime. We want to do that one, and one on healthcare. So we're still doing a couple of more that will be coming up, but that will probably happen after the new year begins.
Very good, very good. You have a great one. We'll talk again soon. Thanks so much, my friend. Always good.
All right, talk to you later.
There you have it. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, and says, no, Nobby doesn't think the Board of Trustees is the way to go. I like his approach, though, that if you know, helping people get school choice, helping parents make decisions about the future of their kids, I think that's great. Anything that would be, and again, I think as far as public service, Scott Hammond's not done. He's termed out, but he's not done. Trust me, he is not done. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Attention Nevada patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. As I've gotten older, I've noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. Ask about the new Evolve hearing aids from Starkey. They're manufactured right here in the USA, not China. Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 of them here in Las Vegas. Call 702-369-1321 or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospital hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
Hey, Las Vegas, let's face it. Banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Really?